Blog Talk Radio.
From the depths of my heart.
Yes, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking up this morning. We just want to say this is the last Saturday of the month. This is the October month. It came and went by so quickly. But nonetheless, we're here and we're going to be here to give you a good show for the next 3 hours or so. We ask you to stick and stay. Yours truly, Ivor Henry, will be your host for today. And with that, I'll just say good morning to the folks who are already online with us. Donna, Marjorie's, Leon, you can get those folks on the with the telephone, and those who are via the World Wide Web, want to say a pleasant good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night to you as well. So with that, I'm leaving 11:30. Oh, Donna, you're live and lively. How are you doing this morning? Okay.
Donna, don't leave him here.
We take Donna off there a minute. Marjorie, good morning, and how are you doing today?
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to the fans. Good morning, everyone. I'm not too whole, but I'm holding on.
You said you're not whole? Yeah.
I'm not too whole, not too feeling very well, but I'm holding on, thinking positive, positive vibrations right here.
Yes, okay, well, let's get the mind right and the rest of the body will take care of itself. And
true.
Look to God, you have to look to the Heavenly Father and he will take care of things. Although we were born, he took care of that. We're going to die, take care of that. He asks us to take care of between, but
right.
You still have to through him as well. Yeah, and again, I want to say, well, pleasant good morning to all. 29th day of October, that is Cardinal's month, Donna's month, Roger's month, I mean, a whole lot of people month. But this, as I said before, is the last Saturday of the month, so we're going to try to make it good. And I think, let me say a little prayer here. Leon is with us. I'm not sure he's in a position to say anything. His hand is not up, but I acknowledge his presence. Good morning, Leon. And hope that everything's good over there. And, well, gracious God and Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace this morning with our prayer of praise and to ask petition of you. You are great, Lord, full of love and compassion, and you are worthy to be praised indeed. I want to thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds and enabling us to live to see another day. As a matter of fact, another new day and week. Father, our times seem to be ticking off so quickly. You did indicate you will come quickly, and that his reward is with him to give every man according as his work shall be. Well, help us to be rewarded with eternal life and happiness. Well, as we prepare for the coming of you one day, we hope that we will just do what is right in your sight. As we pray for others around the world, we know there are others who are less fortunate than we are. There are others who are just surviving. Some people are existing. Let's hope that the condition will be positioned where they can be happy with themselves. As much as would have said this morning, she's not 100%. None of us are 100%, but she's still thanking God for life. So we ask you to touch her and heal her and to make her whole, as she would have asked this morning. So, whatever it is, I will pray the one prayer. Let thy will be done. Father knows best. And I always say, Lord, you have never, ever made a mistake. Whatever it is, it's for the better good. We may not see it. It's always something that's looking bad. Turn it inside out and it becomes good. with those few words, I would just have to say, bless the show. Hope that we get on and get along, and wonderful show. Let's see if Donna is in a position to say good morning to the folks. She was having a conversation back there. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, and how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Yes, how is
here
it over there?
Cold New York.
New York. Cold New York. How
well,
cold
you know,
are we speaking?
We were in the 40s, 48, and sunny. Cold.
Wow. Maybe too cold for comfort, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that you will dress accordingly and make sure you stay warm, keep the body within living that well. Once you can handle the temperature, I sure you will survive.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Actually, they want to get
I
out
will.
There.
You dress accordingly.
Okay, well, of course. Yes, well, we're just saying good morning to the folks. It's the last of your month, so you have the last chance and the last Saturday to celebrate in your birth month. Came by and went quickly. Although we gave you 31 days, we shortened September, took a day off. We shortened September. We took quite a few days off. We take at least 3 days off. So with that, let's do a little house cleaning. Again, I want to say good morning to all the folks who are with us. I say O'Connell is with us. Didn't put his hand up yet, so maybe he just wants to listen in on the telephone this morning. Well, as I said earlier, this is the last show for October for the Caribbean Global Voices, but we'll continue to bring you a great show to make it a delightful morning. Yes, the fun never stops or slows. And I, being your host, I will do my endeavor to bring you the Saturday morning entertainment show in the same grand style. Well, I vow to ignite your thrill in the morning, keep your fire and excitement burning all through the day, raise through the weekend, and thrilling, glowing into the next week. So stick and stay, folks. Start of the show with inspirations. At 10 o'clock, we'll have quotes, we'll have your birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date as well. Of course, the music, you'll have your laughter, your chatter. Channel will come with a commentary. And of course, at 11 o'clock, we'll be having a chit-chat with the folks from the Charleston Secondary School, the anniversary, the 50th anniversary, class of 72, 1972. So we're going to be hearing the likes of Cecilia Wallace, of course, Colonel Mills would have graduated then as well, Dr. Roger Brown. We hope to hear from Moulton Esdale and another stalwart who would have graduated, would have been the supervisor of elections, Kelvin Bailey. So some big heavy tours would have graduated in 1972. So 50th anniversary. So folks, stick and stay. At 11 o'clock, we will be hearing the voices of some of the stalwarts and be keeping us up to date with what will be taking place over there in Nevis. So without any further ado, I'll just say again, good morning to all the folks. And we have a 904 number. We'll go ahead and take that through. Good morning and welcome to Caribbean Global Voices.
Good morning. My name is Tahaka. I'm in Moore. We are located here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
I heard you just mentioned the date of 1972. And
yes.
That was a very significant year for me. That was the day that I was, the year that I was expelled from all public schools in our county here in Jacksonville, Florida. because of the race riots after they started the busing here in Florida. And it spilled over from the school into the community where we was coming into that community, which was predominantly white. But we drove all of them out of the community, and now it is a gigantic with homes and lawns and schools and children and stuff. And it still exists to this day. And anytime I hear the number, the date, the year 1972, I focus back on that time period. We were able to raise our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren, and it still exists to this day.
Yes.
Okay, and you're saying, well, that, you're saying you're in Jacksonville?
Yes, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. I host a blog talk radio show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we do a three-hour broadcast. I'll be on tonight and tomorrow night, and we teach about our culture and history in this land, because we are uncovering our ancient story in this hemisphere. Prior going backwards from 1492 backwards, and this information is coming out, and we've been putting it out here lately. But I usually teach law, contract law. At one point in my life, I managed a Jamaican restaurant for over 3 years right here in Jacksonville, Florida, and it is still a successful place today. My question to you is, are you familiar with the Bimini Wall and ancient Egyptian cities off the coast of Bimini?
Well, we are familiar with African civilizations as a whole. Specific incidents of the spread of that civilization, you know, a lot of us may not be familiar with. But
okay,
generally, we understand the concept of the foundation of world civilization being in Kemet, Sudan, and Ethiopia. So we recognize the progress of African civilization and the stolen legacy of the culture that sustains that civilization. So, you know,
well, are you familiar with the mound builders here up here in North America, Louisiana, Alabama, pyramids Oklahoma and Grand Canyon?
Yes.
I am a descendant of the mound builders. When the so-called natives came here, most people don't know. They call them natives, but these are people that were taken from the mountains of Palestine by the Polynesians and brought here. And when the Europeans asked them, did they build the mounds, they said, no, it was here when we got here. See, a lot of people think that all of us here on the North American continent is here as a result of slavery, but that's simply not true. We were always here. My great-great-great-grandfather had his own land stretched as far as the eyes could see, and had 12 sons. And one day the Ku Klux Klan come through the woods with the white sheets on. And my great-grandfather, he went into the town and told the mayor that he did not want them coming across his land. The mayor did not know that he owned the land. He said, well, we're going to look into it. And when he looked into it, he found out that not only did he own the land on that side as far as your eyes could see, but on both sides of the road as far as your eyes could see. And he asked him, who are you? He said, we are Moors. Our family name is Moor. I am a Moor. And we did not come here on a slave ship. We have always been here, long before there was ever a native Indian brought here from the mountains of Palestine. When the Palestinian people come to this country, the first people they want to see is the native Indians, because those are their relatives. They don't want to see us. And Martin Luther King, you remember him, he told us a long time ago, he said the Negro is languishing from one end of America to the other, exiled on his own land. And this is part of why he was killed. But anyway, I don't want to take up all your time. I just, when you mentioned 1972, I'd say, well, let me call him, because he's talking about a great date.
Well, we appreciate you coming too, and keep listening. We're here every Saturday from 9 until 12 noon. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and at present we are into the inspirational portion. So you are very inspiring. At least we appreciate you coming in. All this is part of being inspired for the first hour. But we're here until high noon, so we'll appreciate it if you stick and stay. We're going to be having other topics along the way. But for now, we're going to take it down to...
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your goodness is running after.
Yes, your goodness is coming after me, and I will sing for the goodness of God. Well, we're going to satisfy your soul.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat. No, no. 'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
In tune to the Saturday morning entertainment show, 563-3693. Push the one, we'll get you in. We are indeed into the inspirational portion until 10 o'clock this morning. But there's always a place for people like you. Do good, and good would follow you. all the days of your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. When your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Now to get there, and when you get there, place you will be to spend eternity. While we're here on earth, let us do good to all fellow men. Well, Leon is sending in his highs and hellos to all the girls and gals. He's nursing a sore throat at this time, so he's not going to be audible. But Leon, on behalf of all of us, we're going to wish you all the best with your throat. Hope you'll be in good tune for tomorrow's program from 6 until 9. So, rest the throat, do very little talking throughout the day, and suck your lime and honey, and I'm sure that everything will be okay with you. That's Liam coming in there from Southern Tallahassee. Okay, I want to say good morning to
Oh, yeah.
fix. And if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Deliver them. He will deliver them. good. He'll give you everything. He'll give you
I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And I know.
The morning entertainment show, and of course, in tune to Caribbean Global Voices. Well, in my absence for the past 2 weeks, we want to say a big thank you to Mr. Cardinal Mills. He held down the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, etc., etc., so on and so 8th. Well, we're getting very, very close to the end of our inspirational portion. We want you to stick and stay. We're going to have support coming up momentarily. At the top of the hour, David is standing by for that. And in the meantime, let's see, where can we go here? Now we can go to Take My Breath Away. How about Berlin? He can take our breath away.
Yeah.
take my breath away. Well, we're not going to be taking anything away from the show, but we are standing by for sports. And I think here's where we're going to be ending the inspirational portion for this morning. And folks, don't forget, at 11 o'clock, we're going to be having Class of 1972. And we had a gentleman this morning who was reminded of the happenings over there in 1972 in his neck of the woods, calling in from Jacksonville. We truly appreciate that. That came through during the inspirational portion this morning. Well, folks, we need for you to spread the word. We are here every Saturday morning from 9 until 12 noon, and there's always something for someone, always something for everyone. Some people come for the inspirational portion, and with that, I want to say good morning to my buttered lady, Kathleen. She churns the butter for yours truly. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you doing? And we did send greetings all the way to St. Martin for Irma this morning. There was a special request for her as well. It's place for people like you. Let us see if David is on cue. We are just moments away from sports. And we heard from Donald this morning. We heard from Mertris this morning. We heard from Cardinal already this morning. But folks, stick and stay. We are standing by for sports. After that, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So with that, Don and Debbie, well, they're in Antigua, but we're going to try to make a hookup with them over there in L.A., Little Antigua, that is. And they'll be telling us about their humanitarian work that they're doing for the people of Antigua and Barbuda. What about now? You know, it's outside. With us, we have David Maitland. He's going to be bringing us international, regional, and local sports at this time. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Alva. Good morning, Cardinal.
Yes.
Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Martrice. Barbara, good morning, Audley. The listeners, wherever they are in the world, good morning. Good day, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to the Saturday morning sports news here, Ivo. I'm going to start with the UEFA League that played. These matches were played on Thursday. PSV 2, Arsenal 0. Man U 3, Sheriff 0. Roma 2. HJK 1, Omenia 0, Real Soledad 2, Friend Novarso 1, Monaco 1, and Yulin Berlin 1 and Braga 0. There's some UEFA scores there. People are following the UEFA League. Now we go to the Barclays Premier League. In the first match this morning, Manchester City defeated Leicester 1-0. And playing the 10 o'clock game, Newcastle versus Aston Villa, Beaumont and Tottenham, Brighton, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, and Southampton, Brentford and Wolves. And at 12:30 is Fulham versus Everton. And at 2:45 is Liverpool versus Leeds. And tomorrow's game, Arsenal versus Nottingham Forest at 10, and Man U versus West Ham at 12:15. So those are the games in the UEFA League, not the Premier League. They're either also in soccer. We have about 19, 20 days away from the World Cup. Actually, 22 days away from the World Cup down there in Qatar. So just like the World Cup of cricket, we all will be here glued to our TV to watch what comes out of the World Cup. So I'm going to start with international cricket. And New Zealand last night defeated Sri Lanka handsomely and handily last night. Two teams were struggling into the first part of the game either, but New Zealand Glenn Phillips stood there and batted for some 64 balls, for some 87 minutes, 10-4-4-6 is 104. The next best was Daryl Mitchell with 22, and Mitchell Shatner got 11 out. And just to bring you some scores here from the Premier League, Brighton just scored against Chelsea. Brighton is up 1-0 on back to cricket. The next thing was Excelsior 10. They made 167 for 7 when bowling for Sri Lanka. The pick of the bowler was Kasun Rajita. Got in from his 4 overs, he got 2 for 23, and the wickets was a couple wickets fell. 1, 2, 3, 4 bowlers get a wicket each. When they batted, they were in real trouble. Either. The first 4 wickets, they did not have 8 runs on the board. They came back, there's a partnership there, to bring them back. But the score would read like a telephone directory. 4-0-4. Top scorer here is the skipper, Dustin Danka. He got 35. And Rajapaksa, he got 34. That's it. I read like a telephone book. 0-4-0-4, 34-3, 35. 4-0, 8-0, and with extra $10, they end up being close for 102 in 19.2 overs. With Trent Bolt, he was up to no good there. He got 4 first, and he bowled with venom and everything there. To me, he was a cause their downfall. Michelle Santner got 2 for 21, and Soulsy gets 2 for 21. So that's what's happening that game there, Iowa. Or as you know, the rain has been playing havoc down there in the World T20 World Cup and caused a number of games to be a no result game. Yeah, so in Group One, New Zealand is leading. They play 3 matches. They have 5 points. England can come next. They play 3 matches and they have 3 points. Followed by Ireland, 3 matches, 3 points. Australia, 3 matches, 3 points. Sri Lanka, 3 matches, 2 points. And Afghanistan, 3 matches, 2 points. That is in Group One. In Group Two, India is on top. They play 2 matches and they have 4 points, followed by South Africa. Play 2 matches and they have 3 points. Zimbabwe is shocked. Pakistan the other day making 130 and beating them by 1 run. They come next. They play 2 matches and they have 3 points. Bangladesh played 2 matches with 2 points. And Pakistan, 2 matches, 0 points. And Netherlands, 2 matches, 0 points. They said Zimbabwe shot them the other day by beating them in that game there. So that is what's going on there in the World Cup. Now, coming up later, tonight, we have Bangladesh and Zimbabwe. Start 11 o'clock local time. Then Netherlands and Pakistan, that is at 3 a.m. And India and South Africa, that is at 7 a.m. And Monday, there's a single game, Australia-Ireland. Tuesday, it's Afghanistan-Sri Lanka. And also on Tuesday, is England, New Zealand. That should be a humdinger of a game there. It should be a game to watch there. So the World Cup for teams down there, teams like Pakistan were favored, are not doing that well either. So, we turn, and I turn my attention to the West Indies, either. And I said last week, but I think the entire board, the entire selection panel, including the chairman of selectors and the coaching staff, should go. I see some of the things that really, I guess he did the right thing, because I guess the good old boys club wasn't going to get rid of him. And he went ahead and resigned. But I see we're still being crazy by letting him coach down there in Australia for the 2 test matches that West Indies need to play down there. I'm saying I never seen anything that dumb, of what's going on here with West Indies cricket. But as I say, it's people covering for people. Everybody's looking out for themselves. But as I said, there were 2 test matches played in Australia later on. November 23rd, it started. From November 17th, it started to December 8th. So they'll have a squad that was selected for those 2 test matches. It's Craig Brathwaite, captain, Jeremy Blackwood, vice captain, Shamara Brooks, Nkuma Bana, Tangerine Chandapal, Rasan Chase, Jasper Silva, Devon Thomas, Jason Older, Kyle Mears, Azari Joseph, Anderson Phillips, Raymond Reefer, Kimar Roach, and Jaden Seed. I see this quad here. I don't know why we could not include a Brandon King on this team, because the way he plays, I guess, as some people might say, people are just pigeonhole in one section of the cricket. And we don't seem to want to put the best product on the field. So that's just, you know, locally, everybody, US Open is coming up later in December. And also local cricket this week, either in the South Florida Premier League, South Florida Cricket Alliance, and the Gold Coast Cricket League, they're all playing a competition there. And it's 30 over commission. Now, on Sunday at 9 a.m., at Tradewinds Park is PCC, Googlies versus Coconut Creek. At 10 a.m., at the Sports Park is Myrtle Grove versus Miami Chargers. 10 a.m. is Tropics International versus Challengers. And that's at Neymar Regional Park South. At 10 a.m. is Palm Beach Hurricanes versus Mega Blasters at Grand Piccolo Park North. 10 a.m. Tritons versus St. Beth's. And that is at Central Broad Regional Park, Field 3 and 4. Also at 10. 10 a.m. at Mack Brown. Kendall Star versus Miami Lions. Palm Beach Gladiators versus South Florida Sunriser. That is at Grand Piccolo Park South. Palm Beach United versus Titans at John Prince. Atlantic versus Tufan. At Neymar Regional Park North. And at 11, St. Lucie versus U.S. Cricket Academy. And that's up there in Girl Scout Friendship Park. And at 2:30, I can't see for the life of me why this game playing that late. The South India Tuskers versus Florida Tigers at Central Broad Regional Park. Field 1 and 2. Not like they're playing on the same field. They're playing on two different fields. And yet we're having that game start that late. So that's the schedule here for the local cricket and what's happening internationally. So Brighton is up 2-5 until Brighton's up 4 again. They're up 2-0. For Chelsea, that was 2-4.
Okay, well, one thank you as usual coming to David.
Until next week when we speak again, we'll bring you more stories and highlights and what's happening in cricket local and international.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, someone just whispered in my ear and said, well, you're on the worst in these. I can't be worse than anybody. Stop it. Limit. Stop it. You're not the worst. Well, I want to say good morning to Phil. Phil is with us this morning also. But what we're going to do here about this time, we're going to go ahead and get on with the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that's up to you. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. And who else could be bringing it to you? None other than Mr. Cardinal Miller. Cardinal, come on in.
Yes, Ivor, good morning to the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. And, you know, we've got some information for you. Compliments of Audley Watson. Birthdays, anniversaries, and historical. It's the 29th of October. Oh, that one is done by very fast. We got just two more days to celebrate, Donna. And others, the days have gone into the 300s for the year. And as everybody knows that, when the days goes into 100, we got 60-something left. So it's the day 302 of 2022. We're getting close to the end of this one. Now, out of England, today is the birthday of Wilfred Rhodes, Dennis Brooks, David Allen, Michael Vaughan, Matty Potts. Out of Australia, Charles Eadie, Matthew Hayden, Greg Blewett. Out of South Africa, Adam Backer. Out of New Zealand, Brian Yule. Out of India, Varun Aaron. Out of Italy, Ali Hassan. Out of Afghanistan, Nawaz Khan. Out of Ireland, Alex Richard Cusack. Out of Sri Lanka, Anura Tenekon. Out of Scotland, Dougie Brown and Michael Lisk. Today is the birthday of Darren Francis, Virgil's son. I wonder, Virgil, if you're listening, I'm going to congratulate you for putting your son's name in there. Usually we get more than one birthday for Virgil Francis, more than one birthday a year. Okay, so today is Darren's birthday, not Virgil's. Let me remind you, listening, it's not Virgil's birthday today. It's Darren Francis' birthday. I think some gifts just come along with them birthdays, you know. And Virgil wanted to hug the gift. And painter and art instructor and television host Bob Boss, he was born in 1942. Actress Winona Ryder, she's 51. Her birthday is today. Gabrielle Union, remember her? That's the wife of Miami Heat basketball star. She is 50. Oh, that's a bit old. Actress Tracy Ellis Ross. Her birthday is today. Veteran actor Richard Dreyfuss. His birthday is today. Actress Kate Jackson. Remember her from Charlie's Angels? Her birthday is today. Kathleen Kemp. Presenter on Fox News. Miguel Cotto. Michael, American born. Puerto Rican. Same designation. He's 42. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, that's the president of Liberia. Her birthday is today. She's 84. American swimmer and model Amanda Beard. American Bonnet of Flowers. The first black athlete from any country to win a gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Randy Jackson of the Jackson 5, he's 62. Austrian-born American chemist and father of the contraceptive pill, Carl DeRossi, who was born in 1923. American singer and actress Melba Moore is 77. Wow. Now, in 539 BC, the king of Cyrus, King Cyrus the Great of Persia, marches into Babylon to free the Jewish captives and allowing them to return home. How many times do we hear that? In 1618, English adventurer, writer, and courtier Walter Raleigh is beheaded for allegedly spying against King James. In 1682, William Penn lands at what is now Chester, Pennsylvania. In 1811, the first Ohio River steamboat leaves Pittsburgh for New Orleans. In 1904, the first intercity trucking service, Colorado City and Snyder, Texas. In 1918, German sailors refused to obey orders to fight British naval forces and led to a revolt in the port of Wilhelmshaven, beginning the German Revolution. In 1921, clinics are being opened in many cities across the country in an attempt to discover the number of cases of incipient tuberculosis. 80% of those tested were infected. That was a pandemic. In 1927, Italian liner Mafalda sank with 1,286 people on board. Tales of the steerage, passengers, and stewards looting passengers, and a wild scramble for the lifeboats. In the chaos, three lifeboats overturned in the heavily shark-infested waters. That must have been a curse. Professor, what is his name? Professor Shark Infested Waters out of Nevis. okay. In 1945, the first ballpoint pen goes on sale, manufactured by Reynolds in the U.S., just beating Biro. In 1954, Gamal Abdel Nasser out of Egypt disbands the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, remember, they were revived back in the 2000s, you know, to get out, to replace the rascal who was deposed. In 1960, the boxer, who we know as Muhammad Ali, or at that time he was known as Cassius Clay, had his first professional fight with Tony Hunsaker and 6 point rounds in the Louisville. In 1966, the National Organization of Women was founded in Washington, D.C., with Betty Friedman as its president. In 1986, Pakistan leg spinner Abdul Kabir takes 6 for 16 as West Indies were dismissed for 53. Pakistan won the test by 186 runs. In 1998, apartheid in South Africa, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission presented a report which condemned both sides for committing atrocities. Oh, man. In 1998, Hurricane Mitch, Category 5, strike Honduras. It is one of the most deadly on record due to its slow speed across the country and severe rainfall. 11,000 people were killed between Honduras and Nicaragua. In 2004, Arabic news network Al Jazeera broadcast an excerpt from a video of Osama bin Laden, which he first admits direct responsibility for the September 11, 2001 attack. 2007, Christina Fernandez de Kirchner justly party becomes the first elected female president of Argentina. Isabel Perón is the first female president of Argentina after the death of her husband, Juan Perón. But, you know, that was not the election. 2013, a tunnel which links Europe and Asia. A massive sub-tunnel was officially opened in Turkey. The tunnel was built to link Europe and Asia to the Bosphorus Strait. First time the tunnel connects two continents together, and it was built with attention to withstand damage from earthquakes. What they are talking about. Europe and Asia is not separated. Europe is Western Asia. They want to pull the eyes, the wool on your eyes again and tell you Europe is a separate continent. they pulled that nonsense with us when we were in school, and they didn't think we would have found out. They need to stop the nonsense. Europe is just Western Asia. They're not connecting no Europe. Europe and Asia always have been connected. Because, like I say again, Europe is Western Asia. You have no such thing for all of you who went to school in my year. There is no such thing as never was. Never will. That was a part of our history. Thank you, Ivor. Those are your holiday anniversaries and historical notes for today. Compliments of Mr. Marty Watt. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Of course, we're going to have Virgil coming in just before 11 o'clock. He's standing by to wish his son happy birthday. In the meantime, give me some or something. What are we doing? Didn't say good morning to you. I don't know what's going on. Talk to me.
And you know
there's two folks there. I just stay here. Well, you see, he's not even studying you still. Colonel,
I hesitate to say anything because I know Lynette is much smarter than that. So that's my answer. Good morning, Lynette. While I'm here, let me say good morning to you.
I like that. Much faster than that.
Okay, there you go.
Much is over something else, though, but it's okay. Marge told me something else. Wait, let me read what David just texted here. I'm doing okay. Cardinal filled my little shoes, and now I'm wearing shoes that's too big for me. Yeah, Cardinal phone gives a goggle. I don't know why he does that these days. Sound like I'm going into it. Giving a goggle.
Goggle. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you do.
How is that?
Your headpiece or what? Okay, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Much better.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Hang up.
Yes. It was below broadcast standard, but since I was walking in some shoes that's too big for me, you know, I said very little. We had Phil this morning, but I guess he had to take off before we get in and say anything to him. Well, you know, Dawn and Debbie standing by. Dawn is in Antigua. Debbie is
still here on the mainland, but we'll have them at 11:45. But Lynette, we can take you early, and then, guys, we're going to have Miss Cecilia Wallace, afterwards Brown panel will be in on it as well. I was trying to get on to Moulton Esdale. I thought Dr. B sent me his number. I'm not finding it. I'm not seeing it. He's one of the stalwarts, one of the graduates of class of 1972, 50 years ago. I want to see how much they remember 50 years ago, because, you know, a lot of memories fade, you know, when they hit like 20 years. But this is 50 years ago. They remember what Miss Andrew would have said to them to fetch your box. So, let's have a say here. Well, Colonel, no. We're doing it wrong here, because I don't want Colonel to get in trouble. Let me go ahead and hail his special fans, the special ones. And, well, you can leave Captain out. I already hailed Captain up. That's my special fan.
That's my
butter turner. I don't want you to get it wrong. In case you leave it out, it's okay.
Some people sing hard for their butter boy. Well, wow.
I've been advised. But let me check with a second opinion. Should I follow that advice, Lynette? Since Marcus is not here, I'm going to ask you. Lynette?
Uh-huh.
I was asking you, I was just advised. Was it just advice or was it a warning? What did it sound like to you? Do not say anything to Kathleen. What was that? Should I follow that advice?
I'm just trying to let you know. Once I would have said hi and hello to Kathleen, it doesn't matter if you say it yes or not. That's all I'm saying in simple terms. If you say it, no booby. That's all I'm saying.
Where is
right there. David told me to tell you that. Don't worry.
He's on a little scared, don't he?
David was in on that too, you know. David said, listen, you don't have to say good morning to thing, because he heard me saying from in the inspirational portion, good morning to Kathleen. So he said, no need for Kyle not to say nothing.
Oh. Okay, anyway, let me just say good morning.
Don't hit it.
Don't hit it.
You're getting
trouble. Oh, sorry. Okay. Let me say good morning to the special fan. let me just say good morning to the special fans of the show, the ones who keep us in line, tell us how well we're doing and how well we're not doing. Help us to keep this show in a way that all the fans would enjoy. So, well, as long as I'm saying good morning to all the fans, with a little special side view for the special fans. Good morning to the people up in New York. Matrice, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs in Nisbet. Good morning to you. I hope you're having more friendly weather in that area today. Last time Matrice, it was cold. Anyway, we've got sunshine here, and you know, we always like to chill. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where they can share the sunshine with you. And say good morning to Irma Thompson in St. Martin. Irma, I got to spread out that, you know, she suffered a little unfortunate incident earlier this week. It's nothing that was critical, you know, but somebody trying to give her an unwelcome guest while she was early hours of the morning, tearing off a door and all this kind of thing. But Irma is okay, and we are okay. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts, and particularly to Lynette. Even though she's here with us, I still got to spend my special good morning to her. She helps to keep us here. Good morning to the people over in Needles, to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Keep this coming. I'm going to say good morning to the people over in the UK, and particularly to Umel. Umel is smarting these days because David keeps saying Liverpool is down the ladder. She doesn't like that. Good morning, Umel. Cheer up. You know, we get our turn to be at the top of the bottom. And I'm sure she's confident that Liverpool is going to come back. Good morning to the people in the USA. And I'm going to stop off at Fort Lauderdale where I'm going to say good morning to Elimat. King Elimat, that is. And hoping that the brother is doing fine with all his challenges, nevertheless. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. My little sister, Tanaya, and brother, Malik. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. We are here with you on the Saturday morning entertainment show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. You Caribbean man, you like it. We're here with you. I'm going to go on up to Georgia when I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. They are enjoying this show with us and reminding everybody that this is your last day, or I should say, you got two more days of celebration of the favorite month of the year. So enjoy it with me. And I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, who would share that sentiment with me. Good morning, Yvonne, as I am. And good morning again to all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Stick and stay. I've got a great show for you. And we hope that you could enjoy. Back to you, Yvonne.
Okay, well, it seems as though Queen Elizabeth would have gone and passed on, but who was in the bedroom? What's going on with the Queen Elizabeth? Lily, like you, harder and stronger and all the stuff? Amma, talk to me.
That wasn't Queen Elizabeth. That was King Philip. He was the stronger. That was a reference to what King Philip
but
should
I
be.
I don't know.
But he wasn't. No, I'm telling you. Actually, Lynette knows. There was a hope that King Philip would be harder and stronger and Lily a little bit. You know.
So, but all attention is on to armor. Now, what's going on? We need hammer, chisel, and all kind of stuff. What do we need? Much is talk to me. Lynette,
no,
what's going
no.
on? Anything over 3 years is hammer and chisel and stuff, you know.
Anything over what?
3 years. It's hammer and chisel and stuff. Anything. You got to chisel out things, man.
Oh, chisel out things. Now, Amma is good.
Right?
Amma is all right. Amma had already, taken care of things. So she's good. Just wanted to let you
okay.
know that. Yeah.
All right. Let me get that out of the way. We're standing by.
Yeah,
we're standing by for Dawn and Debbie at 6. We're standing by for Dawn and Debbie at 10:45. They're always in early, so we know we're standing by for that. They try to heal the world
Debbie.
In whatever small measure that they're doing it in.
Debbie
yes,
conveyed. Debbie conveyed that she's in Antigua, so she would not be able to come in this week.
Don't go so
maybe,
fast, man. Technology is gonna bring her in. Don't you worry about it.
Not Debbie. I should say I should say Dawn. I usually switch their name.
Okay.
Dawn is.
No, it's
going to
be a Dawn.
So
Debbie's
going to
have
in
don't you worry about a thing.
Okay.
I'm
great.
You, there
no, we
no
go.
No need to worry. No need to worry. That is.
Well, I mean, Ivan.
They're healing the world.
Ivan,
yes,
healing
sir.
The world is a time-consuming and very demanding job, and we are really proud of these ladies for the effort that they are putting into it. And even if they are unavailable on a day, we understand that. And so, you know, we always appreciate the work that they're doing and, you know, involve us in helping to do that as well.
Well, they'll be here in full force, so, believe it or not. Believe
okay.
it or not.
Just great, that's way. Wonderful.
Miracle workers. Done the work. You know the miracle song?
Think about
okay.
The generations and the say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry, in a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there, if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Independence Day to all my fellow Antiguans and Barbudans. Wishing them all of the best. I know we have a show on the 1st, but for those who are not going to be able to be on that day, we just wanted to say in advance, Happy Independence Day. It's 41 years that we are celebrating independence in the beautiful island of Antigua and Barbuda. I remember the very first Independence Day in my white uniform and my bag with the bun and cheese. Just wanted to say happy pre-Independence Day. Thank you, gentlemen, for having us on. Thank you for always giving us the airwaves that we can come on and listen. On behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Cares, we thank you. Just wanted to say all of those who are listening, great help is needed in our island. Dawn is there, and, you know, she can basically give you a little synopsis as to some of the help that is needed. We know it's baby steps, but we're going to struggle along until we get to the finish line. We support two charities in Antigua currently. We supported three. We supported the Smile Foundation, who has now found a bigger sponsor than we are. And we decided just to let that fund take care of the Smile Foundation. So as of today, we just wanted to let everyone know that the Smile Foundation will be managed by another foundation and another organization, and we wish them nothing else but the best. But we continue to support Pastor Wendell Pete and the food kitchen down at the Grace Farm Green Bay area, and we support the soup kitchen down at the market area. We look for food, clothing, anything that you can donate. You do not even have to send it to Dawn nor I. You can we can call us and we can let you know how you can ship it directly to Antigua. It doesn't have to be a barrel full of stuff. It could be just even a pack of Pampers. It could be some socks, whatever you would like to donate. If you have items that you're trying to figure out, what shall I do with it? What can I do with it? It would be great that you can ship it down to Even the Fines Institute, I saw some beautiful pictures yesterday with the residents at the Fines Institute in their Independence Day regalia, and they are so beautiful. It was so magnificent. And so, you know, we ask that, you know, reach out to us. Nothing is too small that we will not direct you to the right party, and nothing is too big. We take it all. As I was listening earlier, I heard you guys mentioning tools. Even tools they take, because they're building houses. They have a program that they use the prisoners to help to refurbish houses and homes for the less fortunate. And most of the time, these people are not paying anything for the refurbishment. As long as you have a piece of land, or if you have a house that is in a dilapidated state, the government is looking to help you, or the HAPI program, which is one of the subsidiary of the food bank, also that is helping in that process. And so once again, just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for always listening to us every Saturday morning. Thank you for, you know what, even praying for us, because even that helps. I had a conversation with somebody this weekend. You know, they were saying, you know, it's so hard getting people to donate. And one of the things that we have to remain focused on is that we are all coming out of a pandemic, a big pandemic at that, and then there is this big crisis in the Ukraine and Russia. And just sidebar, I used to buy a case of 60 eggs in Walmart for no more than $7. It will fluctuate between $4 and $7. It depends on the time. Now I'm buying that same case of 60 eggs in Walmart for $14. That is how extensive the prices have gone up. And so I know even in Little Antigua, they are suffering. They are suffering. Daughter's in Antigua. She's buying a bottle of water for $7. And so whatever little help that you can get, you can give, it will be most appreciative that we can reach out and we can help and we can touch someone. So once again, I'm Debbie Simon Campbell from Antigua and Barbuda, beautiful island of Antigua and Barbuda. We have 365 beautiful beaches. And also just, you know, we're also looking forward to doing Barbuda Day in December. So we're doing Independence Now. We're doing Barbuda Day in December with Pastor Pete and some beautiful people in Barbuda. So whatever help you can assist us with, it'll be greatly appreciated. So Debbie Simon Campbell, 845-820-6598. And my email is debbycamplnyc@aol.com. And just call me, reach out to me. And even if it's not for our charity that you want to donate to and you have any questions as to how I can direct you on to some other people, I would dearly do so. Dawn?
Hello, good morning from Antigua. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to be on today from the island of my birth. It's beautiful here. It is 85 degrees. And I want you guys to know there's a lot going on in Antigua right now. I took the time to visit the areas that are underserved, and I must tell you guys, there is so much that's needed here. I also went to First Choice yesterday, and everyone there was wearing their madras. And I tell you, it makes me feel so good to be home. I've been home since 1979 for independence. And so this is something that is very important to me, to be here for those things that are going on here. Also, I would like to thank the radio station for always being here and supporting us by letting us come on a Saturday. And I do know that you guys would be proud if you were here with me. So I will just update you on what's going on. So our organization, Antiguans and Barbudians Care, continues is in need of donations. And if you would like to donate anything that you have, like Debbie has said, please give us a call. My information is as such. Dawn Cochrane Curtin, 785-554-5628. Email Curtin, Curton, 697@gmail.com. So let me go into some things that's going on here. This Thursday past, I had the opportunity to watch the young people after 2 years of being absent, they were in the youth rally, and that really thrilled me and excited me that we have so many loving, beautiful, beautiful uniforms, all nice and pressed, and the performance they gave throughout, I believe it's ARG, and also down the streets in Antigua, and they rallied back to ARG so they can compete. And I can tell you, our children are much in need of care in any aspect. If you have book bags, if you have any kind of school supplies. And also, I visited with Pastor Pete here from the House of Refuge Ministries. We had a conversation, and we recorded him, and so Debbie was able to get that. And I had him make a list of items that's needed for the pantry that he has. I can tell you he's doing a good job, but his pantry is barely have anything in there. All he has at the moment is just some rice. And we'd like your support. If anyone wants to send a barrel there and you need information, let us know. I'd also like to thank Mr. Mills, Cardinal Mills, for being able to help out of St. Croix, and also Ms. Parker. So that's going to happen pretty soon, and everything will go to the pantry as well. So if you'd like to donate and you'd like to get their number, please inbox me or give me a call at 785-554-5628. Of course, you know I have WhatsApp with the same number, and also Debbie. Another thing that's happening is also the parade that's going to be on Tuesday, which is Independence Day, November 1st. And so also, this is a big announcement. You guys listening? Apparently, we're getting ready to have our first Antigua-owned airlines, guys. Can you imagine that? That is going to happen on November 1st.
Woo-hoo.
I'm not giving a time as yet, but I'm going to try and see if I can at least take some pictures. I'm not sure yet, but I don't have the details, but it's announced also on Facebook. So let me tell you guys, this is going to be something that's never done. We have our own airlines coming out of West Africa. So you guys know it's Ghana, Accra, and you know there is other countries that will join us soon. I believe Lagos is one of those countries as well.
Nigeria.
They're going to fly from, yes, the Nigeria. They're going to fly from there. I'm not sure how many people will be on board, but I know this is going to be major for us. And so you know they're going to spray with the water, and there'll be all kinds of people at the airport. So I might just get a little piece of the fence and take some pictures, depending on what time they come. I have no idea. So guys, imagine being here and being able to see these things with your own eyes. And that's what I feel. I feel excited about the opportunity to see them brothers out of West Africa. Isn't that something that's marvelous that's going on in our country?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Can you believe that we're going to have our own airlines in Antigua? Oh, my gosh. That is, it's like, it's going to be like a huge thing here. And so we all want to be a part of it. And if the opportunity comes and I get to get the video, because I'm in touch with all the radio stations and also the TV stations, so I will be able to see it. If I'm not able to go to the fence to see it, it will come on, and I will share it on Facebook. And if they have pictures, I will take those pictures and send it to everyone. So, guys, this is an exciting time in our life, our 41st Independence Day, and a first inaugural airline flight from West Africa. So, guys, I'm excited, and I would like to know if anybody has questions for me.
Yeah, Colonel always have a question, because he's saying, you know, you're
absolutely
buying water over there in Antigua for some $7. He wondered if it's 7 U.S. or 7 EC.
That was 7 EC from what I'm understanding. When I paid, I just gave them the card, and they just took my card. But even for Antigua, $7.
That's
and it's
cheap.
Not a bottle. It's an 8-ounce bottle of water.
Wow.
You cannot get a cup of water.
Because
you have to buy the water when you go to restaurants.
Well, it's still cheaper.
So that's
in
what's going
2021,
on.
In 2021, I bought a bottle of water in Las Vegas for 7 United States markers. 7 U.S. in Las Vegas. 7
yes.
EC.
Oh, Ivor, you went to the high-stakes place in Vegas. That's Vegas.
But my curiosity, where is this water produced? And when I say produced, probably being purified, distilled, whatever the case might be.
Yes.
So I'm curious to know, where does it come from? Is it?
Well, that's a good question. I believe we have
a
salinization plant in Antigua. So, yes, the Oasis is the one that I'm familiar with. There's that one. There's another one that I haven't tried. But anything that says Oasis is produced locally, I believe they may have a way to get it purified as well. I believe I've seen one of the plants that they've had. The latest one I know is being built at Fort James. So I am assuming that perhaps they have a plant here for Oasis, I'm sure, because that is in every store, everywhere you go. That is the most popular water in Antigua, and we use it for drinking. So just so you guys know what I've seen so far. And I would like to thank the vendors that are in Antigua. I had an opportunity to actually drive downtown. The traffic is very high. The vendors are out in full force. They're there selling their goods and the merchants that they brought in. And I tell you, the place is packed with people. I also see people in the villages when we have driven through, and I've seen the beautiful beaches. And let me tell you, there's nowhere to be but right here in Antigua. All right, so maybe next year we should plan to come here. Depending on what time we can get to here, we would love to have Antigua and Barbuda Care team and also some of you from the radio station, and we can come as a group and come down to Antigua. So we want to be here at some point or another to celebrate our country. And we have that airline that's coming. I'm very excited about that. So with saying
that,
is there anything else you guys would like to know? Anything else?
Pardon? Well, do you have any information with respect? Do you have any information with respect to what would be the routes? Because I did hear you say from Accra to Antigua, and you said at some point
Nigeria.
You know, you might be coming out of Nigeria as well. I mean, that's an attractive idea, because, you know, people in the Caribbean have been cut off from Africa because they got to go to Europe and then, you know, slide down. Or then go, as you say now, come to the United States, then go to Europe before you get to Africa. So this would be a welcome sign to us who want to travel to Africa, without having that roundabout route. And it would be a more expensive route as well. So,
well, from what I'm reading online, it says there's a package deal. So people can fly from Africa, which is West Africa. I know Nigeria, Accra, Ghana, and I think there was one more city, Lagos. They're going to leave from those islands. I'm not sure how they're going to put that together. I believe they're going to go to those countries or leave from those countries. There's a team that has already put that in place from over there in Africa. They're flying to Antigua. So Antiguans will be able to fly to those places.
The flight is going to originate from Nigeria. The deal is between Antigua and Nigeria.
Okay.
So it's everybody, whoever is coming from whatever other countries in Africa is actually going to meet in Nigeria. So it's from Lagos, which is in Nigeria, to Antigua. That's the first flight that's coming next week on Tuesday.
That is correct.
Great.
Yes, that's also on the article that they put out on Facebook. And they will have packages available to go both places as well. So that's what I've seen. That's what I've read. And it is on Facebook. So it won't be put out there unless something is going to happen. Correct? So next Tuesday, stay abreast on Facebook, because there'll be videos. You guys know that. And does the Antigua Airlines, from what I saw. So therefore, we are making some progress and visiting our people, our brothers and sisters over there. And they're coming here, so I'm not sure who. I suppose there may be some ambassadors and the people that are doing the marketing as well. So we're going to just stay in touch. Whatever I have, I'll be able to let you guys know next week
what has happened. All right?
Very good.
Thank you, Debbie. And Dawn.
Okay. As usual, thanks for coming.
Very
through.
Welcome. Yes. Yes. I'll be here for another time.
For another?
Hello?
You say you'll be here for another what? Another 2 weeks? You'll be here for another 2 weeks?
I'll be here until the 12th of November. I will be here for another 2 weeks in Antigua. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very well. No problem. I think ladies were trying to say good morning. Linus, you were saying good morning to the lady? That was Debbie and Dawn, Antigua Care, trying to do some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda for the less fortunate ones. And with that, we are happy to present their ways and everything that they have to offer to heal the world and to make this world a better place. So Dawn and Debbie, we want to thank you. We're going to turn our attention to 1972. That was the year when the world. And 1972, we're speaking of graduation, speaking of 2 years after the Christina disaster. We're talking about Evis trying to get back to her life. If I can spread it out as far as there as well. Oh, I got to cut on some rumbling in the back there. Linus, I think that's you rumbling up there. Someone is having some rumbling there. Let's see who it is. Who it is. Guys, we need a little, where do we go from here? We're trying to get it into broadcast that way we can have this recorded and have it in the archives without a whole lot of rancor. But anyway, I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. And first, we'll start with Dr. Roger Brown. He is online with us. We have Cecilia Wallace also is online with us over there, up north, bringing in cold with us. We're trying to get Mr. Moulton Esdale. We have been able to get in touch with him. But we also have a graduate. Mr. Cardinal Mills also here with us. So let me take this time out to say good morning to you, Miss Cecilia Wallace. Ladies first, gentlemen. Cecilia, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you, and I'm not that cold. Stop giving us a bad name.
No, the country might be cold, but you might be warm. You might have on some... I don't know, maybe some Eskimo clothing. You might have some
animal
fur when you... How many animals you kill to be warm? Because we got
not
a report
one.
That you guys are cold. You didn't kill any animals?
No, sir. I am sitting in the sunlight.
I have to have a talk with Lynette. There's a lady in thing by the name of Lynette Smith Henry Fox. And she says that you killed an animal to get some mink oath or whatever it is. I don't know where she got that from. But nonetheless, we'll bypass that. Let one go outside the office. We're here to talk 1972. Could you remember what happened in 1972? Maybe you can, because that was the year of graduation. We're talking some 50 years ago. Do you remember what happened yesterday?
No.
Well, tell me, how can you remember what happened in 1972? You might be able to tell us. So tell us what's going on.
Whatever Moulton, Roger, and Cardinal tell me on about graduating school, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, there you go.
Well, she has declared her hand, and she will tell you
whatever you say, it's not her fault. Dr. Bing, good morning.
Morning, morning, morning. How is everybody? I hope everybody is doing well.
Everybody's doing well.
Dr. Bing,
she's well.
It's nice and sunny here in Florida, Margate, Florida, and I just came from Pompano Beach. Lovely day.
Well,
anyway, 1972. You're quite
Wait, before
correct.
You answer the question, let me get this one out of the way, because Cardinal didn't get the memo. Cecilia didn't get the memo. So let me tell you. When you came in and you said, good morning, everybody, they didn't know the answer. Dandy Brown did not give them the answer. You want to tell them?
What?
Dandy Brown. Well, let me remind them. Going to town on Maynard truck, going to school, when you hit Newcastle, Miss Irene, you know, Merle's mother, she came into the truck and she said, everybody, that means we all know locally, that means it's a good morning for everybody. So she said, everybody, Danny Brown out of the blues just bust out. You won.
Okay.
Not a soul was at the benches. Every man was at the floor and made a joke with laughter. when a person comes in and say good morning, everybody, you have to do the Danny Brown. You won. Remember, that's the memo. Okay. So, tell me about Roger.
Never mind.
Yeah, go ahead. No, that's a true story. Danny Brown.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about your 50th anniversary graduating Charlestown Secondary School. And you got to remember the likes of Miss Andre. You remember, if you're not straight enough, she'll set you a box. Mr. Curtin, headmaster, we remember that. Tell us about the activities and how this came about, and we can take it from there. So we need somebody to rule the rules. So who's going to guide it? Colin, Cecilia, you're Colin. Who should answer questions when we pose them here? When I pose them, because Colonel is a part of you.
Okay. Is Morton on as yet?
I haven't seen another one. Let's see. What is Morton's number? Folks, you can push the one if you're on. I see some strange numbers. But they'll have to push the one to get to let us know they're willing to talk. Is it 718-823? Is that Morton?
Why are you putting people number?
No, we don't say the whole number. We just give the thing. So I think this is Morton. 718-823. Good morning, Mr. Esdale. How are you doing?
That's me. That's me, Mr. Henry. How are you? Blessings.
Oh, I am doing very well. If you would have said good morning to everybody, I would have said you won.
I got the punchline.
All right, there you go. Good morning to all.
Good morning to all. Blessings. Thank God for a beautiful day.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Esdale.
So, oh, please. It's okay. Just Morton is fine.
Well, you don't like being a pastor, sir? What's going on?
No, that's okay. I tried. Well, they say you can't say you're humble, but I try to take a humble place.
Well, there's a difference between being humble and being true.
All right, well,
don't go there with me, Brother Esdale.
No, where we are going right now is that he was called upon by Cecilia to begin the proceeding in 1972. So,
right.
Cecilia,
yes,
right.
Because this is his baby. And I will support him when needed. So let's start with
Morton. So I start with congratulations on 50 years of graduating Charlestown Secondary High School. So first you can go ahead and tell the folks the itinerary, the date, if it's a one day or between dates. You can go ahead and let the folks know. They're listening all over Nevis, Sinkets, and the wider world. Never know. If you're asking for donations and stuff, you go and preach it to the world.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Henry, for this platform. It's a wonderful medium where we can voice our concerns. And thank God for preserving your ministry. This is a ministry over the years. This is really my dream. Actually, back 5 years ago, I really did want to reunite the class, but somehow it didn't materialize, and so I pushed for it another time. And this time it's 50. It's a remarkable date. And I just thought of the camaraderie and everything that we had as a special class of 1972. And so I thought we should push forward to see if we can get some activities in and get some everybody to reunite. And especially since time is so short and of the essence, and basically we have lost some classmates along the line. And because of that, I wanted to have us come together as a group to reminisce, to joke, to, you know, talk about the years gone by, and looking forward to make some contacts, because over the years we've lost some contacts, and I just wanted to revise everything and revisit our friendship and our relationship with when it comes to our classmates. And so this is really, really one of the reasons exactly why I thought I would just engineer the whole thing. I brought along with me a committee of some folks. Thanks Cecilia very much. She's been very instrumental. And I thank her very much for all she has done, and thank her also for giving us this link with you, Mr. Henry. And so thank you very much. Dr. B, as usual, is always there. Thank you very much, sir. And any other persons
you're
involved.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes. And all the other persons involved, we're just happy to have you on today. So actually the week we planned for is the week of December 18th, going all the way to the 23rd. December 18th to the 23rd, it's our 50th, and the theme we chose is impacting the world. We have all gone, we're disseminated all over this entire world, and we've made some influences, and so I thought the theme impacting the world would be very vital and important. We have promoted, we're trying to promote a magazine in which we're going to put the bios of our classmates, and then we're going to put some other articles in there as well. Let me just give you an idea of the week of activities, and we're looking forward to having as many people as possible to support us. It's a wonderful year, thank God, in reflection for all it has done for us. And so the week begins on the 18th, which is a Sunday, December 18th, and we're going to have a Thanksgiving service at Church of God, Eden Brown. I'm going to try to have it hybrid. So we're going to be in person as well as we're going to have it live stream. At the end of that 4 o'clock service, we're going to have a meet and greet downstairs of the fellowship hall of that church in Eden Brown, Church of God, where Pastor Davidson Morton is the pastor. On the Monday, we have the island tour. It's December 19th. December 19th, we're going to meet at CSS about 11:15, and the tour should start about 11:30. On the 20th, which is a Tuesday, December 20th, we have scheduled a beach party, 1:30, and it's going to be at Paradise Beach in Jessup, St. Thomas's. On the 21st, which is a Wednesday, we have a reflection, attempt to reminisce, and we're going to meet at the Charleston Secondary School, CSS, or Stomping Ground, at 11 o'clock. On the 22nd, we have a 3 hours day, and Cecilia has coined it very nicely. She said, what? Reading, writing, and arithmetic? Man, no, rest, rejuvenate, and relax. So that's what we're having on the Thursday. On the Friday, which is the 23rd, December 23rd, we have scheduled a banquet starting at 7 o'clock at the Jessup's Community Center. In Jessup's Village, St. Thomas's. The price we have for the banquet is $55 US or EC $150. I think that's it for the week of activities that we have planned. We have a magazine that we want people to submit articles, submit the bios, and that sort of thing. So we're going to try to get that off the ground. It's up and running, but, I mean, we want to make sure we have people submit the articles. All right. We also have, yes, that's in reference to the magazine. We're entertaining ads for the magazine. We've tried to contact some businesses down there in Nevis and anyone else. We certainly will welcome your ads for the magazine. I think I've covered most of it. If I've omitted anything, perhaps Cecilia could fill me in or fill us in.
You have done very well, sir.
Oh, sir. No beach, Nick? Cecilia,
we're having a beach party. A beach party on the 20th, which is the Tuesday.
The Tuesday.
It's at Paradise Beach. Paradise Beach in Jessup.
Okay.
Yeah, from 1:30.
Okay.
Yep, come on out. We're going to have
fun
and dance. Anybody wants to see me dance, come on out.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Molten, where did you learn to dance?
What's that?
Where did you learn to dance?
Oh, boy.
We don't learn.
My mother was a very good dancer. Actually, as a matter of fact, she couldn't even walk. She was using a cane, and she just rocked her body and moved her body just like that. And I think I got a little bit of it, like a 1% of that.
Look, all I needed was I learned to dance in the church. That's all I wanted to hear.
There you go. Well,
that's what I was about to say. Thank you, Ivor.
That too. Just start a nice
praise
hot
words
chorus.
Is worth something.
Yep, just start a nice hot chorus for me. And I'm ready.
All right.
Question.
One
question, Molten. Your itinerary, has that been disseminated by email?
Yeah, it has been among all our classmates. We had to upgrade it.
But I don't recall getting one. But
really? I think up to recently I sent you one, you know.
Well, you might have. I have been busy with Ivor and his movements around here. So
I think if it's not in WhatsApp, it's in your text. But I think it's more like in WhatsApp.
Yes, it is in WhatsApp.
It's in WhatsApp.
Okay.
I can forward you one today.
Yeah. I usually make it a habit to check my email.
Okay.
Well, WhatsApp is a hit and miss kind of a thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the email is better for you then?
Well, yeah, because
I could put in an email as well.
Yeah, my important stuff comes via email.
Okay.
So I'll forward it to your email.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll forward it to your email then. I apologize.
Yeah.
I really thought I sent it to you, but I
No,
I'll,
like
I'll
I said, I'm not for certain. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we get that taken care of there.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Thursday, let's say the 15th, that is before, you said you started the 18th?
The 18th, that's Sunday. The Sunday, that's a Sunday.
Okay. Well, who is going to be there before the 18th on Nevis of that week? I can organize to get you guys in studio in 2020 Vision Radio.
Oh, okay.
I can organize that. So if anyone's going to be there.
I'm flying out on the 15th.
Yeah, my flight is
scheduled
for the 15th as well.
I'll be there.
15th?
I'm there before then.
On the 16th, okay, I can organize. It's a popular program, Tell Me, program with Carlisle Powell. I can get you guys to get in studio there for a little time, for some time.
Okay.
What time?
There's some 8 until 10, 8 p.m. until 10, but we can give you the first part. I'm sure I can have them have you slated for maybe the first half an hour.
Okay. We welcome that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes. Right. 2020 Vision Radio. I'll go ahead and take care of that from this end. So you just have to present yourself.
Okay. You'll give us a contact person, I guess, then.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's it. And it's on radio, and they have FM radio there. So you can drive in your car and still hear you. Stay at home and still hear you on radio. on an internet.
Okay.
That can be thing. Colonel, you have to say something. 1972.
Well,
what we had.
1972. That was a good year. That was a year of relief. And let me just say, I look at this as welcoming because, as I see it, it's like a movement towards repairing the damage of migration. Because personally, I think migration has done quite a bit of damage to our relationships in more ways than one. So,
sure.
You know, as you're indicating, we lost a lot of contact. Some of us have managed to remain in contact, but most of us, you know, we've lost contact. I mean, people who have even traveled in the Caribbean itself, and I know a lot of our classmates are in places like the British Virgin Islands and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and probably I wouldn't have had contact with them for years. So I'm hopeful that this would repair some of that damage. I don't know how many people migrated to England around that time because, you know, back in the 70s, the migration was more towards the United States and Canada rather than in England. But you remember Raja went to England in 1974, you know, 2 years after thing, but he, you know. So all of those little quirks there. And all of these incidents of migration left some measure of feelings of loss. Even though we were excited, that most of us were looking towards getting out there, particularly those of us who wanted to continue education, you know, that was exciting. But then there was also that sense of loss. And that loss continued over the years for the past 50 years. Because, you know, Nevis, being the small community that it was, we were always in close contact. And as Ivor mentioned, we graduated 2 years after the sinking of the Christina. I mean, that was a traumatic blow to the entire mm-hmm. island of Nevis. And mm-hmm. that connection between us, you know, we didn't get any formal therapy. I mean, I can remember, this is the first time that I had seen so many dead people in one place, or maybe even seen a dead body for that matter. So we did not get any therapy. Our therapy was our contact. The way we interacted with each other within that community. So, you know, a lot of damage has been done from people leaving home. I'm remembering a friend of mine. Omel would have graduated with us from in 1972, but she migrated to England after in 1967. So, you know, we had that kind of a breaking up, whatever extent it served up, whether you were paying attention to it or not, it served up as some kind of a loss. So,
okay,
this is a good move to bring us back together.
Okay, question, and back on to, maybe this is for Mr. Moulton. I don't know, I'm going to jump the gun. I don't think this has any political affiliation, implications, or anything. But you did say in the dress-ups you're going to be having your banquet, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you thought of maybe the representative you have from the federal, you have Mr. Alexis Jeffers, and then you have Ms. Cleon Stapleton. Have you made any kind of a contact with them that they can be present or a little... something here, I don't know. It doesn't have to be politically whatever, but since they're representing, I think maybe this is just my little idea, that maybe they can be get involved somewhere along the line.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah, thanks,
you know,
for the thought.
Yeah.
Thanks for,
they can
thanks,
give it a
thanks for the
center for free or something.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks
May
for
I
the
answer
thought.
That?
Good. Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead, Cecilia.
We are working on it. It's not political.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to point out. It is
we will
not political at all.
Leaders, and the opposition the courtesy of letting them know that we are having something.
Very
and
good.
Inviting
and maybe
them.
They can, right, and maybe they can give you the center for free as well. I mean, just pull out
that
the
would be great.
Maybe they can make a donation as well. You never know. So I think you should contact both officially, not politically, and, you know, people are. They feel good to know they come out to dinner as well.
Okay. Thank you very much, Will. We'll consider that for sure. As a matter of fact, I actually reached out to the Deputy Governor General. I drafted a letter and forwarded it to her already. So she's aware, and she's going. I asked her to put a letter in the magazine for us. So she's on board with that. That's a good idea about the representatives from that those constituents.
Yeah, federal and locally.
Sure. Yes, thanks.
And well, you're working Christian Pemberton's thing, and you know the late May, his soul rest in peace. I don't know if you care to, but who else would have passed on from your graduating class?
Okay, I have a list, and I would like to list them. I'll call them out for you. There's
yes.
Brian David, Christian Pemberton, Dennis Brown, Edith Manners, Lorna Prentice, Myron Nichols, Merthlin Moore, Rita Nisbet, Cheryl O'Flaherty, Theodore Sider, and Valerie Claxton. Those are the ones we have listed.
Yes. Okay.
It's quite extensive. And we're going to recognize it. We have a moment of silence at the Thanksgiving service. And we'd also like to have a slideshow. I think Cecilia is going to help me work on that. A slideshow during that moment of silence.
So in the way, is any black band or anything for any one of the occasions there? Anything? Or would you visit with the siblings, parents, if they're still alive or such? What do you have planned for those who have gone but not forgotten? A signed autograph, something from the booklet from your guys to hand over. What are you guys having planned for those who have gone to the greater beyond in terms of the survivors, maybe the kids or somebody, you know?
Yeah, that's a very good idea as well. I'm going to make myself a note right now. I know we have other some persons, family members, writing up the bio for the admission to the magazine. Because, for instance, I have Chris Eversley Pemberton writing up the one for Christian Pemberton. I have Marva writing the one for Edith. So we're working on that aspect. But in terms of a presentation, that's a thought. We can consider that.
Yeah, maybe a signed photograph, booklet.
Right, so one of the booklets.
And make
a presentation.
Like
that. Yeah, that's a very good idea. Mm. I'll make myself a note right now.
Okay, you're some lady doctor, he writes down everything.
You have to, because
yeah,
you can't trust the old gray matter.
Yeah, old school, man.
Yeah. He has a pen every day.
Yeah.
If it was said 50 years ago, you'd have more likely to remember it.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes, okay. Well, Colonel, we have to make a pledge here to, because Morrison did speak about ads in the magazine. So for our show here, we have to at least get a quarter page or half a page or something. So when we get to that, we'll make a pledge now. And then Colonel will probably go ahead and put in something there.
We welcome that. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
That's the morning show. So that's a pledge coming here now. So we just, you can write that down. Cecilia, you're taking notes. Who is in charge of the booklet? You see that, Cecilia?
Cecilia is a part of the committee. Yes.
I'm the all-rounder.
The magazine is under the leadership of Elvin Bailey, Jessica Byron, and Earl Smitten.
Okay, so disseminate that information, and we'll, Colonel, we'll get something to them for the Caribbean Global Voices.
Right.
Okay.
Sooner rather than later. Our deadline is the 31st.
It's coming sooner.
And
all right, Donald, select mother, stop
and,
coming.
And just
come.
A second, Ivor. Tickets for the banquet will go on sale this coming week.
Okay,
yes,
and we can get printed already. Can get those things online, or there's a place in Nevis, on Nevis, where they can get it. Go ahead and let the folks know where they can get it, where they can purchase those tickets. And
go ahead.
Elvin Bailey.
Pounds, US or wait. Let them know if there's US or EC or what have you at the same time.
Elvin Bailey, the tickets are $55 US, $150 EC. We have an early bird special. Tickets go on sale on the 1st of November. And if you buy your tickets between November 1st and November 30th, you get a $5 discount US and a $10 discount EC.
EC.
Mm-hmm. Single persons can come out.
If you're ambitious, I'm sorry?
You're saying you have to be couples attending or singles can come out. Your RSVP, how do you go about doing that?
It's open to everybody, not just the returning classmates. Open
yes,
to
but
classmates
how many can
and
hold
relatives
first,
and friends.
I would imagine first come, first serve. So when is the, what's the limit? Because I want to spread it out and let people know, but not to hear, well, they only 75. Oh, tickets finished. So how many persons are you expecting to hold in the building?
We are working on getting the exact number, and we'll let you know. We'll come back and let you know.
Okay, let me know. You know what's on the menu? Because I'm gonna get my daughter to attend. Carol, he's down there.
And the other thing I was telling you, that if anybody is ambitious enough to buy a full table, there are tables that seat 8, and there are tables that seat 10. So if you buy a table, you also get a discount of $50.
Oh, sounds good.
There's a question about the menu. I'd like to read it out, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay, the menu is cream of pumpkin soup with garlic rolls, stuffed chicken thighs, pan-seared snapper in coconut sauce, honey glazed baked ham, turkey with cranberry sauce, rice and pigeon peas or seasoned rice, pineapple sweet potatoes, corn pie, breadfruit salad or coleslaw, green salad with passion fruit and vinaigrette, red velvet and chocolate cake, and ice cream, Christmas cake, all those for dessert. And then for the drinks, we have sorrel and ginger beer. And water, of course, is included.
Okay.
What happened to the liquor?
Pardon?
What happened to the wine?
I knew that was coming from Dr. B.
Yeah. What happened to the wine and the spirits? Come on,
now.
Spirits. Even God made wine.
We put you in charge of the wine.
Maybe
we'll discuss that offline. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we discuss that offline, and then when we get things in place, we can come back and update.
One other question
I have. I know you mentioned several ingredients of the national dish. But
right.
Should you delineate and say, you know, the national dish or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Cecilia, what do you think?
What's the national dish?
I see. There we
that's
go.
A good that's a good question.
That's what I wanted to.
That's illuminate.
I thought the national dish at one time used to be goat water.
Oh, goat water. Mm.
No.
Yeah, I think that. No, it wasn't. Okay.
Before we launch into a full-scale discussion on what the national dish is, the menu is based on what we would normally have at Christmas time at our family dinner table.
Okay.
And I think that that is universal in Nevis. That's what the menu is based on. We try to make it as Christmassy as possible since it will be 2 days before Christmas.
That sounds good. One question to Mr. Esdale, since he presented it. That's a lot of variety of food. Is it going to be buffet style, or do you have main course, two sides,
right,
one side? What is it?
Right. It is buffet. It is buffet.
Buffet style. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know some people who eat a lot of seafood. They see food and eat. So be careful. Make sure you have enough food. When the time is okay.
I'm going to try working with the caterer. I'm going to try.
Okay. Okay. Well,
all right.
Anything
so
else?
We are
but
still
let me,
looking,
let me make
we are
one
still looking
comment.
For sponsors.
Yes.
We're still looking for sponsors.
You're talking about the book? The book again? You came
for
up with
the magazine,
book,
yes. We're still looking for ads.
The magazine, right.
For those who are listening. And we do
what
have
about,
a Facebook page, which will be updated. And we also have an email address.
Yeah. What's the price
right,
for this
right.
again, Mr. Morton? I forgot. What's the price again?
55 U.S. 55 U.S., 150 EC.
Okay. If somebody
right.
could get there earlier, somebody should get something on this part and raffle a meal for two and make $200 and you'll spend, well, the profit would be $500 from your raffle and you only spend, what, maybe $50 for the meal for two persons. If that's how much it costs, it wouldn't cost that much. And somebody do that and get a raffle, two tickets, two persons. You might be able to make a couple of dollars and two persons get
sounds
in there.
Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a good idea. And once you're talking about the raffle and the donation, as a matter of fact, what we want to do at the end is to make a presentation to the school in the form of a check. So we're entertaining and accepting donations, contributions, anything that will go towards this check that we want to make as a presentation to the school.
Oh.
So anybody, please make a donation to the fund.
Is that going to be for a specific purpose?
Well, we just want to leave a mark, basically. We want to make a presentation. As a matter of fact, we try to investigate to find out what were their desperate needs, and it seems like it's better to make a presentation of a check and let them determine where it's most needed, where the money's most needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, whenever I hear Ivor talk about raffle, I get very nervous. So don't let him go any further than saying a raffle.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe if you can get someone from on the island itself, you know, to at least, you know, present itself. I'm going to offer you guys a space here, or we will offer you a space until such time, every Saturday.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Anytime after 11 o'clock, you can always come or, you know, one, two, whoever wants to come, whatever.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that so much.
Okay.
One question, Cecilia. The
yes,
articles
sir.
That the articles that are to be written are to be handed in by the 31st, did I hear you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any type of particular type of topics that you would prefer?
Well, I think what we
something entertaining, something informative.
Right. Or what was experienced at that period of time, maybe like from 67 to 1972 when we graduated.
Okay.
I had some topics written down, like a day at CSS or a week at CSS or small gardening in Nevis, things of that nature. And I think Elvin is working on something on the political side or the electorate. What was it like back then, that kind of thing. I think Elvin is writing something on that,
okay.
that aspect.
Nevis then and Nevis now.
Right.
What has happened in between in less than...
So, Moulton, you didn't give Cardinal a specific topic?
No, I didn't. I should have, really. Right, you're right.
Yeah, you should do it now.
As a matter of fact, here's what I'm going to do instead of that. I drafted the program for the Thanksgiving service, and I had basically four slots where I wanted classmates to give their thoughts. So I'm going to draft Cardinal right now for one of those slots. Just your thoughts.
Okay. Just my thoughts.
You know that it has to be political, right?
Wait a minute.
No. We are trying to state.
No, it won't be political for Cardinal. It'll be black consciousness for Cardinal.
Black consciousness. All right. Okay. Okay, Cardinal has one of those slots right now.
That's political as
how,
well.
How many minutes is allotted to the slots?
I'll say maybe 7 minutes. Because we want to have the service for just an hour.
And you
can still give me a topic. You can still give me a topic for the magazine if that's what you prefer.
Okay. Sure.
So you guys can discuss it offline instead of taking up the time now?
Yeah. Yeah, but Cecilia, you're reading me a good chance, man. July, you see how July think alike? You see? I know the one in October. These October fellas, anyway. Happy birthday to you guys enjoying.
Wait, look, October people. Is that
happy
three
birthday.
October people you have on here?
Happy birthday to all of October 1. Well, I already serenaded and reached out to those in October, some of them. You guys know who you are. You know, I always try to reach out to you for your birthdays.
You know,
Iva only wanted to confirm that wherever two or three are gathered, the majority get to be born in October. Iva only needed to confirm that. That's why he came up with that.
Well, he's outnumbered today.
Yeah, well, he knows that he's going to be outnumbered on any day. You know. Wherever or whenever.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be quiet about that. So just confirm it.
Okay. Okay, guys, let's get back on track. So the magazine,
I
forgot to mention that we are also asking, like, Ivor and Roger, I know that you come from a big family. We are also encouraging our relatives and friends to take out space and give well wishes and honorable mention to the member of their family that graduated that year.
Okay.
Well, I've already sent the solicitation to Vita. Hopefully she will, you know, respond by today. Otherwise I'll be, you know, shaking her leg. I'm good at that too, you know. I'm like a pest.
Okay,
so
that's the example I use, but we just want other people to know that that's also an option.
Okay, so how well disseminated is that information on Nevis?
Well, I don't know, I'll be honest. That's why I'm saying
it now. They're hearing
it
now. They're hearing it now.
But in the future, very soon, Mr. Bailey will be on air down there also.
Yes.
Again, when we get all that information in place, we will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, one more thing.
Folks, we're getting ready to wrap it up because we finish shortly here.
Yeah.
One more thing. Go ahead.
The Combermere reunion, in my view, was very well put together. I know Cecilia was part of that. And also Linnell Nolan. Has there been a need to involve maybe some other people from that committee. I know Linnell would be an island, I think.
Honestly, we were trying to keep it within the classmates and go within the circle to find out what the skills and that we have developed over the years and see who can use within that class. Not that we're being elitist trying to do it.
No, I'm just asking from an organizational standpoint. Many of us don't live there. And I know Elvin
they
is there.
They have a few people on ground. They have a few people there.
Okay.
And
we're
prodding them.
Okay.
May I give you our email address so that people can also address us? And please be kind.
Yeah, that's what
be
you're
gracious.
For. Just give the telephone number, your email, and you'll be back again Saturday until the event.
I'll give you the email address because we didn't clear with the others if we're allowed to give their numbers publicly. The
no,
email
an email that
CSS.
Can reach a central person.
Yes. We actually look at it. There will be a response.
Okay.
The
well.
Email is CSS class of 72 reunion at gmail.com. CSS class of 70 reunion, all one word, at gmail.com.
70 or 72? Would it be 72 or 72?
72. CSS class of 72 reunion at gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page, which is being updated.
Okay. Well, next week you'll come and you'll start with that. How about that? Where they can reach you via that Facebook and what have you. So everything you would have said, you guys, have been recorded. It's going to be in the archives. You can get in there, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. You'll go to the episode and you can always search for it and see where you can either improve, delete, or make some corrections. So use this as a minute, as your minutes for now, and see how we can just better it next time around. So next Saturday, can we say we have a date for next Saturday, 11 o'clock?
What's next Saturday?
That's the first Saturday in November.
Yes, going
the
forward,
first one in November.
From 9 until 12. So we're saying we're offering you at 11 o'clock.
The 11 o'clock slot?
And yeah, you can
sure.
have 11
o'clock. Sure, we'll try and get the others on board.
November 5th.
Yes, I know I have something to do on that day. We will.
No, someone can just come. It doesn't have
to be
everyone. So we
no,
give
we'll
you
ask the others on board so everyone can get a turn.
Yeah, I
right,
suggest that. Yeah,
And the other thing is...
What, 10 minutes? We can give us 10 minutes, 15 minutes? 10 to 15, 10 to 10, 11 to 11, 15? About?
Sounds good.
Okay, so...
And Iva, the other thing is, because we live in a world of... daylight saving times and that lovely stuff. All the times that are on the itinerary, they are based on Needed Time, not ours.
Needed
not New York
time,
time not the USA time.
Okay. Well, next week we'll be here on Eastern Standard Time. The following week, because remember the time changes next week, gentlemen.
Next week.
Lady? Yes, but Saturday we'll be on regular time.
Following. Right, because it's Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Yes. So,
and
there
we thank you so much for affording us the opportunity to come on and stay and talk about the project that we've been talking about amongst ourselves and to get it out there publicly.
And like I said,
certainly endorse that. I certainly endorse that.
You can invite the Pope, Cecilia, Mr. Moulton. You guys can invite people to the Block Talk Radio if they want to hear what you would have said. This has been recorded, so they can go ahead and hear some of the stuff that you don't have to repeat it all the time. Invite them to the site. They can even...
Okay. So we'll put the link. Put the link on the Facebook page.
Yes. And they can hear everything that you were saying on the menu and all that stuff. And they can go back and listen it 1,000 times and 1,000 times and 1,000 times.
Mm, wonderful. 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 Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank
well, folks,
so
it was
much.
Very nice hearing you, Mr. Moulton. Haven't seen or heard you in a while, but you sound
yes.
like a spring chicken.
Well, give God thanks. Give God thanks.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thanks again for your
I
valuable time. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Have a, okay, have a blessed day, all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
That is to indicate the rest of us sound like winter roosters. I allow you to say that.
Well, I can't. Don't be haters. Don't be haters now.
I only want to know what I know.
Have a wonderful day and.
Thank you.
For you to climb, all you have to do is have some climbing faith. Oh yeah, no river's too wide for you to make it across. All you have to do is believe.
Show. We'll just engage the class reunion of 1972 of Charleston Secondary School, and they're going to be putting on an event there where they're going to be seeing each other. But along the way, some would have lost their classmates along the way quite a bit. When I heard the list, I was in awe. Didn't realize. I knew of Dennis Brown and of Kristen, Rita, Cheryl, and there was someone, another name that we called from St. James's there. That name is, Theodore.
Valerie Jackson.
And Valerie Jackson, she just, recently passed it. So about 6 persons there. But then,
and
she,
my
one. My one, yeah. St. James's hit it hard. We got it hard at all. As you said, the constituency from St. James in town, Mr. Alexis Jeffers thing there. What is it? thing. Yeah, we had it hard over that side. Yeah, going that side. A lot, that would have lost there. Yeah, whoa. I didn't realize there were so many. Yeah, well, again, Cecilia, thanks for coming through. Like I said, next week, whomever, you know, you're going to always accompany them. Whomever. It's always better with two sometimes. But we give you a slot.
Yeah.
11 o'clock until up to
11:15
there. Yes.
Okay.
It's slotting until the event is done and dusted. So for the folks online, you're
going
to be leaving us. Yeah, we're happy that you were here with us. Those who are on, we'll just close it. Send us home,
Carlos. Yes, it's been a wonderful Saturday morning, and we'll take you a little bit past. Oh, we're happy to do that as well. But I would like to remind you that we'll be back here again next Saturday to pick up just where we left off, bringing you entertainment to keep you through the week. Until then, have a great.
Okay, well, bye-bye to October, and we're going to be welcoming November. When we return. And, yes, well, we had Lynette there. We didn't get to quiz her and question her, but we'll do that next Saturday. That's a promise. Until then, folks, don't forget tomorrow to tune in to the Sunday Cricket Show. That's from 6 until 9 in the p.m. You know, the World Cup T20 is going, and the West Indies are not on show for the first time. It feels empty, but that is going to be a talking point again tomorrow. So don't you dare miss the cricket show presentation, 6 until 9 tomorrow. Until then, ta-da, may the rest of the day be the best of your day.